He's heating up! He's on fire! Pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Wins the game at the buzzer!
What's good, crypto ballers? Money1834 here, checking in on Friday, April 1st. And no, this is not an April Fool's prank. We are recording from the road, so if the audio quality isn't up to snuff, if it's not par for the course, I apologize in advance. We are also recording super late night. You know, technically, I guess you can say it's Thursday, but by the time this is publishing out there, it will in fact be Friday. This episode should be waiting for you on Friday morning when you wake up. The first thing you get to hear is my voice. That means you're the second luckiest person out there, aside from my wife. All right, we're feeling good today. Oh, and of course, it starts downpouring, so hopefully that's not too loud and the audio equipment is not picking that up. Either way, it's Friday, so we're feeling good. Or dare I say, we're feeling spicy. That's right, today we're gonna talk about the extra spice set. All right, we're gonna talk about the drop, we're gonna talk about the price points in the marketplace, and see how this new common set compares to the other common sets in S3. So without further ado, cue the music, let's get right into it.
Just hit a button, Morty, give me a beat.
Oh man, okay, all right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just entered into the realm of the Crypto Balls, where we cover everything NBA Top Shot, NFL All Day, UFC Strike, Panini America NFT, and got tripped up on a Friday. God damn it. Or maybe that was an April Fool's joke. Maybe I planned that to try to catch you off guard. Who knows? Anyway, we talk about other NFT projects here and there, but it needs to be good. It needs to be like 100% certified non-rug pull. A lot of people out there are getting screwed. I see it all the time on Twitter at CryptoBallSTS. Feel free to give us a follow, especially if you know you like getting low serial numbers on your pack pulls. If you like low serial numbers, then you should go ahead and give us a follow at CryptoBallSTS. But yeah, every single day I feel like when I log on, now my Twitter feed is absolutely filled with NFT talk. Just about every single post that pops up is about NFTs. So I do see a fair share of rug pulls out there, and I know how unfortunate it is. I have fallen victim to it in the past. It really sucks. All right, it's very important to me that I don't lead any of you guys out there astray and lead you down the path of a bad NFT project. That's why we haven't had any special guests, any special NFT guests on the show recently, is because I don't trust a lot of the people out there. I'm sorry, but there isn't a lot of good sport NFTs. Now, obviously, aside from the Dapper products, obviously, we know that those aren't rug pulls. But a lot of these other sports NFT projects out there, I just don't trust them, man. I was in talks with one project we were supposed to work together, and probably a week out from our scheduled recording, they totally backed out. They changed the terms of our agreement. They promised me that they could get me. I don't want to use any names just in case. You know, people are all sensitive. But this project promised me that they'd be able to get me an interview with an NBA player that was supposedly partnered up with their project. And it turns out that that was not the case. And I was really close to pulling the trigger. But when they came at me and they changed all the terms of our agreement that we had in place for damn near a month, as soon as they did that, I was like, I don't trust it, and I'm out. So I've been very skeptical of which projects I want to deal with. So if you're wondering why we haven't had many NFT projects on lately, that's why. Now, if some of you guys out there are pervy to a sports NFT out there that you like, and you'd like me to, you know, dig a little deeper on and get some information, you can feel free to at me on Twitter, or you can slide up in the DMs. Either way, both options are open, and you can use them at your discretion. But today, I want to get a little spicy. Talk about spicy. You want to know what pisses me off? So late last night, right, the Clippers were playing the Chicago Bulls. I was doing Prize Picks. You guys know I love Prize Picks. Partner with Prize Picks. If you haven't checked out Prize Picks yet, download the app, sign up with promo code CryptoBallers. That's all one word, CryptoBallers. And you'll get a 100% deposit match on your first deposit. So you might want to go check that out. You can win some good money over there on some prop parlay plays. So last night, I had Paul George. I was waiting on Paul George to come through. I had him in two lineups that were prepared to pay out 10x my buy-in. I was feeling really good. Paul George's three-point made line was only 2.5. Paul George shoots damn near 10 threes per game. So his first game back from injury, he missed a ton of time, but he played over 30 minutes. So I was like, all right, I'm not worried about a minute restriction. And I know he's going to be jacking up threes the entire game. So I played him. My guy went like 2 for 9 from three. 2 for 9. And then the game went into overtime. So I was like, all right, I got an extra 5 minutes to try to make one more three-pointer. I had a lot of money on the line. Because it would have, you know, paid out 10x, which would have been wonderful. So I even put up a post on Twitter saying that, you know, I'll give $20 away to somebody that likes this post as long as Paul George makes a three in the overtime period. And guess what? The Clippers pulled him. They didn't even play him. In an overtime game against the Bulls, the Clippers decided to not play Paul George in the entire overtime. My guy ended up playing 32 minutes. What kind of minute restrictions is that? Oh, we're not going to let him play over 32 minutes. 32 minutes is a ton of minutes. What's the difference between 32 and 37 minutes? Let the guy go out there and try to get a win. But he sat the whole entire overtime period. So I ended up going 4 for 5 on a lot of my parlay plays, which really sucks. That means that it paid out 2x. Instead of 10x, which is not ideal. So hopefully we can get back on the winning side tonight. I think I might do that a little more. Like if I have a really good looking ticket going and I'm waiting on the last leg of a prop parlay to successfully hit like a 10x payout, I might do that more often where the last leg, I might throw it up there to Twitter and, you know, let some people like the post. And if it ends up hitting, then I'll do a little cash giveaway to somebody that likes it. I think it's a fun idea and adds a little extra engagement to the page, which I am all in on that extra engagement. I love talking to the community out there. Then this is a fun way to do it. I mean, what's better than a giveaway of straight cash? Speaking of cash, do you know what was a little pricey today? Extra spice. So the extra spice drop was successfully placed on Thursday. And it was interesting. So there was 100,000 packs available, right? If you had a collector score of over 5,000, you were eligible to purchase 2 packs per transaction, and you could hop back into the queue and try your luck again. So I got in line just like a lot of you guys did, and I got a really good spot. I was number like 500 and change. So I got an early 2 packs, which felt good, and I was able to re-queue up, get back in line for a second bout. Now the first pack I got had a Trae Young extra spice moment, and the other pack I got had a really good serial number Miles Bridges extra spice moment. So we're off to a pretty good start. Then the second pack I ended up getting, it was like a Campazzo, which isn't great, and a Jalen Suggs, I believe. So anyway, I was able to re-queue, and I was able to get in line 3 times. So I was able to purchase 6 packs, which was a bit surprising because, you know, it was a $19 pack. We know that big name challenges are going to be coming for this set. And there was quite a few big names in the player pool as well. So this felt like a really good common pack. It felt like finally a good positive EV common pack, which we haven't been getting really in S3. And I spent the entire Wednesday podcast talking about how it feels like this extra spice pack drop is going to be different. So the way that I was looking at it, right, when it came to like the Rising Star packs and the Fresh Threads, usually the limited edition moment in those packs would run about $12 to $15 in the marketplace. If it was a good player, it would be like 20-ish. And those were with really high mint counts. So this common drop where the mint count was going to be 6.5K in bigger names than what the Rising Stars players were, and the mint count was like was like less than half at 6.5K, you got to figure that should ultimately roughly double the value of the extra spice moment. So I went in there thinking you're guaranteed to get one moment that's probably going to be no worse than $20 for that one, which pays for the pack right there. And then you're going to get three more than likely trash 60K moments on top. But essentially, it'd be like you're getting them for free. So I was 100% all in on Thursday's extra spice drop. After I got my sixth pack, my third spot in the queue, I hopped back in to make an attempt at going for a fourth time. And I came up about 1.9K short on the fourth. But the fact that I was able to line up that many times and get multiple packs each time, I was a bit surprised. I thought that this drop would be a little more popular than that. So when the drop concluded, you know, we all turned to the marketplace, and a lot of people out there were trying to complete the set right away, try to buy the dip, because you guys know what happens right after a pack drop concludes, right? You go to the marketplace, and there's going to be some significantly undervalued moments in there for sure. Now, my strategy going in was to target the big names first. Okay, in this drop, there was Steph Curry, Luka Doncic, and LaMelo Ball. Those were the three guys I had open tabs up on my phone while at my job, constantly refreshing to try to grab those three guys before the prices skyrocketed. I was only successful to get one at a good price. Unfortunately, I had to pay, you know, full price for the other two, which is pretty unfortunate. I believe I spent like $75 on LaMelo Ball, which was painful. Haven't spent that much on a common limited edition the entire S3. I really don't think I have. So LaMelo Ball ran me about $75. I think I got Steph Curry for $55, which turned out to be a good deal. Right now, last I checked, Steph Curry took over as the high man in the set at like $75 range. LaMelo was at $74. And then I was able to get Luka Doncic for, I think, $35, which was a good value. Right now, his lowest ask is $58. So I targeted the big three guys immediately, and then I went and I scooped up all the other players. But our prediction was true. The cheapest guy right now is $21. So all in all, if you got a pack of extra spice, you can't be upset because it's positive EV. Now, if you only got one pack, I can see why you're kind of meh about it. Because if you got a lower tier player in the drop, then, you know, your pack is maybe like $3 or $4 positive EV, which isn't anything to write home about. I'm sure you weren't on Twitter like, hey, look at all this money I just made. You know what I mean? But if you got multiple packs, you were able to get one of those big three guys, then it was a really nice EV for you. All right, so last I checked, the numbers on the set right now. Now, the set is 18 moments in total as of right now. We know that we have two challenges coming, one being for Ja Morant, the other being for a LeBron James. According to NBA Top Shot, the set of 18 has been completed just over 1,000 times already. So there was about 1,080 users that have completed 18 for 18 of the extra spice moments, which isn't surprising to me at all. To be honest, it's a little higher than I would have liked, because that's before the challenges are even like officially announced. Once they're officially announced, you know people are going to be going ahead and scooping those up, because let's be real, people, we don't want the Ja Morant and the LeBron James to have really high mint counts on this on these challenges. So hopefully it kind of slows down a bit, but this is a really enticing set with some enticing challenges, big names connected to it. So I feel like Top Shot got the pack right this time. You know, they gave us a player pool with a lot of fun moments, a lot of good names in the drop, a few really big names, and two monsters for challenges. So all in all, I really like the extra spice, you know, set. And I wasn't expecting to, like I said on Wednesday's podcast, I really wasn't feeling it at face value. But just my whole experience with the drop and, you know, getting the moments and scouring the marketplace again, trying to complete the set, seeing like, oh man, am I actually going to pay $75 for this common LaMelo Ball right now? Like, it was fun to have to make dapper balanced decisions again. All right, so all in all, I think it's a really fun set. Now, if you have all 18 extra spice moments, I don't think you're out of the woods yet in terms of challenges, because I really don't see Top Shot having a 9-moment challenge, 9 for Ja, 9 for Bron. is probably going to be an even 10 on each side, so there's probably going to be at least one wild card in the mix that we, as of now, do not have the information of what that could be. Now, where does this set stack up compared to the other common drops of S3? Easy for me, it's well over Fresh Threads. Fresh Threads is probably my most disappointing common set of S3. I think it's a cool concept, and I totally get what they were going for here by, you know, having it highlight players that, you know, got on new teams in the offseason and then at the trade deadline. So I get what they were going for, but there wasn't a ton of big names that swapped jerseys. Like, yes, Harden and Ben Simmons, they end up swapping for each other at the trade deadline point, but doesn't even look like we're going to end up getting a Brooklyn Nets Ben Simmons moment in S3, because it doesn't seem like he's going to play at all. And then, you know, the James Harden ones are already out there, but aside from those two guys, there's really not a lot to get excited about. And I know some people out there right now will be like, oh, you forgot about Russell Westbrook. Don't forget Big Russ. Russell Westbrook is, you know, he's not exactly driving up the bidding in the marketplace. All right, so I think my least favorite common set of all of S3 so far is probably Fresh Threads. Cool concept. It could be better in the future if we get an offseason that's like really crazy and we have some really big names changing teams. Harden is a big name, I get it, but the price point doesn't really reflect it. And I think it's because a lot of people were kind of just sick of James Harden's antics this year. But if, you know, if we have some big names move in the offseason or at the trade deadline next year or in future seasons, I could see this set being really fun. But for the debut of it in S3, I just didn't think it was all that. I didn't think it was really all that exciting. Now, since we're talking about S3 common drops, I have to mention Hustle and Show. I'm a Hustle and Show kind of guy, and it's more so because I just love the plays that they select, because I love plays that are just gritty and exciting and just, you know, overall fun. Like, Hustle and Show does a really good job picking moments that fit the theme of the set. So I really enjoy Hustle and Show. The one knock on Hustle and Show is the mint count for the Hustle and Show moments themselves are always higher. All right, they're way up on the scale, like around like the 18K-ish range. So that's the one knock on Hustle and Show, but I am a fan of that set. Just the mint count. Definitely prefer the extra spice mint count as the Hustle and Show, just like everybody else in the world, or at least on the platform, will agree with me on that one. No one's going to be like, oh no, I like Hustle and Show. I like how it has a high mint count. No one's going to say that. But if I had to compare the two, I like the plays and the theme better for Hustle and Show, but Extra Spice has that mint count that I'm really feeling. But if we're talking about common drops on NBA Top Shot for Series 3, I still favor Game Recognized Game. That's right, doesn't make sense, right? Game Recognized Game has a mint count of 10K, but I absolutely love the artwork for the set, and I love how Kevin Durant himself curated the moments. He handpicked them, and he did commentary on each and every one. It's a truly unique set, and in my opinion, it is an undervalued set on NBA Top Shot. So Game Recognized Game is my favorite common set of Series 3 of NBA Top Shot. And just to make matters even better, we're going to be getting, you know, Volume 2 of Game Recognized Game with Klay Thompson. Now, I talked about this on Wednesday's podcast. I guess NBA Top Shot came out, in air quotes here, officially announced that Klay Thompson is going to be doing the next go-around, which we already know. So if you listen to the podcast, you're already in the know. If you follow us on Twitter, you knew about the Klay Thompson leak days ago, like a week ago. But I'm still very much looking forward to that edition of Game Recognized Game. I'll be going to try to complete the full Game Recognized Game set once the Klay Thompson moments are out there as well. And I find myself really curious which moments he's going to pick. You know Klay Thompson, he's a shooter. So is he going to value like some more like filthy jump shots as opposed to dunks? I'm not quite sure what to expect when Klay Thompson is the one picking the moments. Like, would it be weird if Klay Thompson didn't pick Steph Curry and, you know, give commentary on like a crazy Steph Curry play? Which, can he? Because Kevin Durant did. You can't have two Steph Currys in the same small set. Can you? I don't know. It's going to be interesting. Maybe we can put up like a poll and try to get people to guess which moments are going to be in the Klay Thompson Game Recognized Game set. Maybe we can do a little giveaway for whoever can, you know, at least guess the most, you know, the guess the most right or something like that. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll do something to celebrate the Klay Thompson game, recognized game. But that, my friends, is going to do it for this episode of Crypto Ballers. Thank you all for tuning in. The support you guys show is wonderful and amazing. If you haven't left a 5-star review yet on Apple Podcasts, I urge you to do so. It definitely helps with exposure and helps people decide which, you know, which Top Shot or NFL All Day podcast to listen to. I want to be their first choice. I want to be the number one pick. The reviews will, you know, it could send them our way and they can get that good information. All right, so help a brother out. Leave a 5-star review. All right, hopefully you all enjoy your weekend. I will be on Twitter probably doing some giveaways over the weekend. Hopefully not pulling my hair out because Paul George shoots 2-for-9 from the 3-point line again. All right, I'm out of here. I'll catch you guys on Monday. Peace.